Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Joe Brand tweeted the following. You hear him on weekends here on WGN Radio doing sports with Dean Richards and with Lou Manfredini. You also hear him sometimes before or after a game, a White Sox game. I'm going to my Twitter feed. I don't know if I'm going to be able to find it in time. Let me know when he is ready. He tweeted something that was pretty funny. I said, Joe, you've got to talk to us on the air about this. Let me scroll. Because what Joe did is the sort of nonsense I do. Hey, Joe, are you there? How are you, my friend?
John, how are you?
Good. You're on the air. Can you talk to me?
I can sure talk to you. How's it going?
What was your tweet? Can you read it?
I unfortunately ordered a lunch of Chipotle, and I set it up for pickup. I'm currently in Berwyn, and I had registered the Chipotle restaurant in Aurora.
Yeah.
So there is a order for Joe Brand, a chicken salad with extra corn salsa and a side of chips and guac at the Chipotle in Aurora on Kirk Road right now that I will not be getting.
What's the pickup time scheduled for that?
Noon, 10 minutes.
No, 7 minutes and 54 seconds. So in 7 minutes and 49 seconds now, 7 minutes 49 seconds at the Aurora Chipotle, if a person shows up and says, I'm Joe Brand, there's going to be a lunch sitting there waiting for them.
You honestly don't even have to interact with anybody. Isn't the world great these days? It's just sitting on there on a shelf with my name, and you can do your best Joe Brand impersonation or don't, please. But yeah, just pick it up. All I ask is no one make a scene and, you know, sabotage my name at the Aurora Chipotle.
There's no way for you to get your money back or recapture that?
You know what? I do think I've had some experience with the Chipotle PR staff, and they've been pretty good. So maybe I'll shoot them an email, but this was 100% my fault. So I don't know if I want to try and take advantage of the system and their kindness. But maybe I'll send out an email.
Well, that's an interesting point of view. I mean, they've taken the time and the expense to prepare a lunch for you. It's sitting there. So the options are they throw it away and give you your money back, or you continue to pay for it, but somebody else eats it, so at least the food doesn't go to waste.
I said in my tweet, whoever picks it up, you can repay me whenever you feel the time is necessary. But there's a very good chance I'll never meet that person. So I just am ready to chalk up this loss and move on with my life, unfortunately.
I was scheduled to go to a party at the Indy 500, but you couldn't get a motel or hotel in Indianapolis. What's the town that Purdue's in? West Lafayette?
Yes.
But there's also a Lafayette or West Lafayette, Louisiana, and I made reservations at the other one and had to eat that, and it was more than a burrito. So I guess I can kind of relate. When I saw you did that, I thought, this is me with a hotel room, only it's you with a extra corn salsa and a side of guac.
So a couple of years ago, I was filling in for one Mark Carmen to cover Bears practice. And, of course, they practice at Hallis Hall. The one thing that's interesting, though, is I believe it's Olivet Nazarene.
Yep.
That has a Hallis Hall as well. And I punched that into my GPS system, and I went to a different Hallis Hall that's very close to the real Hallis Hall. But for a young, just out of the internship, Joe Brand becoming a producer and trying to make a name for himself, screaming in my car, how could they possibly name another Hallis Hall very, very close to the actual one? Luckily, I was prepared to find myself in a predicament like that, so I had a lot of time to get to the correct Hallis Hall. But, yeah, I was not too happy about that situation either.
I'm going to guess that you and I are not alone in that, especially with GPS. I have done that very thing where, like, I'm going to go to a theater to do a Thomas Jefferson show, and I just type it into my phone, but it turns out there's more than one blank theater in the metro with that name. And So you got to make sure. This is the hard part now. As an American, you actually have to think about where you're driving and have a clue how to get there. And if I'll bet a lot of people have gone to the wrong place following the GPS.
Well, and I know we're frustrating probably a lot of people that are saying, this is the problem with today's generation. Nobody yeah. knows directions anymore. Yeah. Everyone relies on the phone. But yeah. I, unfortunately, am totally reliant on my GPS system. I mean, there's places in my hometown where I still need trouble finding.
Do you have a map in your glove box?
You know what? I think I do, but it's because I used to drive my dad's car, and when I got the new car, I just put everything from the glove compartment into the new glove compartment. So, yeah, maybe there is an outdated map of Illinois and Iowa.
Well, it's
like
not that out. Aurora didn't move. So even even an outdated map still works. You had a great conversation with Matt Bubala on Saturday, or rather Sunday, when you were filling with Dean. I thoroughly enjoyed that and just wanted to tell everybody that you're as goofy as me sometimes, Joe. It's nice to talk to you today.
Likewise. Thanks for having me on and showing my blemishes to everyone listening at WGN Radio.
Well, but it's more than that. Aurora, Chipotle in 3 minutes and 17 seconds. You can pick up Joe Brand's lunch. I'll talk to you later. Bye, Joe.
Bye, John. Thank you.